TED Audio Collective.
Computers and software are eating our world. Over the last 30 years, our society has completely transformed thanks to groundbreaking technological innovations we now use every day. As we've walked through the evolution of technology in our lives, there are now new frontiers to consider. Imagine, for example, a totally interconnected future, seamlessly in sync with our bodies without any screens. We've been on a slow and steady journey of migrating away from screens to having quote-unquote invisible devices that can be carried in a pocket and project the answers to our questions right into our hands. And as we rethink what tech looks like, we've also been moving towards AI assistance. AI has been transforming how we do life since we started asking Siri and Alexa to set timers, order groceries, and play music. And the impact of this tech is only getting bigger. All of these developments have so much potential, but they also have us begging the question, will this make our lives better? Or are we becoming way too intimate with the relative closeness we have to our devices? I'm Sherelle Dorsey, and this is TED Tech. Now, we'll hear from Imran Chaudhry, designer, inventor, and co-founder of the tech company Humane, and a former Apple designer. Imran asks us to consider how technology can play a different role in our lives without headgear and endless screens.
AI is making waves in every field it touches. President Biden is now on TikTok, and the election draws closer each day. With so much going on in the world, it is hard to keep up with it all, let me tell you. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal, the co-host of Make Me Smart. It's a podcast from Marketplace. And every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I break down the latest in business and the economy with short daily episodes to make it easy for you to stay in the know. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
I spent 22 incredible years at Apple helping to design experiences and devices ranging from the Mac to the iPhone, and to the Apple Watch. And as the power of compute increased, the size of our computers, or our devices, decreased. The desktop paved the way for extraordinary interconnectedness, but it was stuck to your desk. The laptop provided portability, but you still had to be sitting down to use it. And the smartphone evolved us into the modern connected humans we are, providing millions the ability to access the internet from our pockets. And the smartwatch was a window to that phone, a companion device with a whole host of health insights, all shrunk down to your wrist. But what comes next? Some believe AR/VR glasses are the answer, but they merely move the screens we already have in our lives today to being just millimeters away from our eyeballs, a further barrier between you and the world. And the future is not on your face. In fact, in 2017, the legendary tech journalist Walt Mossberg wrote in his final column that he felt that soon, one day, technology would become invisible, and that the computer would disappear. And we agree. Sorry, this is my wife. I'm gonna have to get this. Hello?
Hey,
babe. Hey, Bethany, how's it going?
Good, are you a TED?
Yeah, I'm on the red circle right now, actually.
Oh, great, good luck, and don't forget to mention me.
I won't, babe. Thank you.
Love you.
Love you too.
Bye.
Bye. So my wife, Bethany, and our entire company at Humane have been working to answer the question of what comes next. And you may ask yourself, why? Why would anybody do this? It's because we love building technology that genuinely makes people's lives better. And we believed that artificial intelligence, or AI, would be the driving force behind the next leap in device design. And there is an incredible amount of stuff that's happening in this space. Huge, huge advancements. And even Bill Gates has said of OpenAI's GPT that it's only the second most revolutionary technology demonstration that he's seen in his entire lifetime. But what do we do with all these incredible developments? And how do we actually harness these to genuinely make our life better? If we get this right, AI will unlock a world of possibility for all of us. And today, I want to share with you what we think is a solution to that end. And it's the first time we're doing so openly. It's a new kind of wearable device and platform that's built entirely from the ground up for artificial intelligence. And it's completely standalone. You don't need a smartphone or any other device to pair with it. In fact, I'm wearing one right now. And it interacts with the world the way you interact with the world, hearing what you hear, seeing what you see, while being privacy first and safe, and completely fading into the background of your life. We like to say that the experience is screenless, seamless, and sensing, allowing you to access the power of compute while remaining present in your surroundings, fixing a balance that's felt out of place for some time now. And I can't wait to share more details about what we've built, and I will in the next few months. But today I want to talk to you about what it unlocks and what it means to be able to take AI with you everywhere, and what happens when technology increasingly disappears. Technology becoming invisible affords us new opportunities of how we interact with compute. We've become so accustomed to tapping on an app or moving a cursor with a mouse that it feels second nature. But that's by design. When I was working on the iPhone, I used to test interactions like Slide to Unlock with my infant daughter. She was the best possible focus group. She's 16 now, and she's got a lot more ideas than she did back then. I see more than ever why a future driven by AI is far better than a future that would involve more screens. But for the human-technology relationship to actually evolve beyond screens, we need something radically different. Let me show you. Where can I find a gift for my wife before I have to leave tomorrow?
Vancouver's Granville Island is a lively shopping district.
That's an incredibly simple response for a very complex query. How often do we find ourselves in a new city, wrestling with our phones, trying not to bump into people, trying to figure out where we're going and where we're supposed to be? It's even harder when we don't speak the language, right? Invisible devices should feel so natural to use that you almost forget about their existence.
Les appareils invisibles devraient sembler si naturels à utiliser. Vous oubliez presque leur existence.
You'll note that's me and my voice speaking fluent French using an AI speech model that's part of my own AI. This is not a deep fake. In fact, it's deeply profound. This is my AI giving me the ability to speak any language. And you having a chance to hear me speak that language in my own emotion and my own voice. This is moving away from the experiments that make us all concerned about the direction compute is going in, but it's instead using technology to create real, responsible compute products that are in service to us and built on trust. This is good AI in action. And we spent thousands of hours reimagining and redesigning new types of compute interactions, ranging from complex voice commands to intricate hand gestures, all in service of trying to find more natural ways to interact with compute. Why fumble for your phone when you can just hold an object and ask questions about it? The result almost feels like the entire world becomes your operating system. And when compute disappears, it allows us to get back to what really matters, a new ability to be present. Like riding a bicycle in the park and just ripping through emails, or going to a concert without having to hold up your phone to capture it, or experiencing your toddler's first steps without a screen between you and your child. In the future, technology will be both ambient and contextual. And this means harnessing AI to really understand you and your surroundings in order to achieve the best results. Imagine this. You've been in meetings all day and you just want a summary of what you've missed. Catch me up.
Patrick is coming to tomorrow's design meeting. Bethany wants to move next week's dinner. And Oliver is asking about soccer this weekend.
These are emails, calendar invites, and messages all surfaced up to the top. You can use these to help guide your decision-making, manage your workload, and sculpt tailored responses in your own voice and in the context of your life. And we gain this context through machine learning. The more you use our device powered by AI, the more we can help you in all times of need. Your AI effectively becomes an ever-evolving, personalized form of memory, and we think that's amazing. In fact, let's say you're health conscious, or you have certain types of food considerations. Picked up one of these chocolates. I used to eat a ton of these when I was a kid. Can I eat this?
A Milky Bar contains cocoa butter. Given your intolerance, you may want to avoid it.
So I can't eat these anymore. But what's cool is my AI knows what's best for me, but I'm in total control. I'm gonna eat it anyway.
Enjoy it.
Your AI figures out exactly what you need. And I love that there's no judgment. I think it's amazing to be able to live freely. Your AI figures out what you need at the speed of thought. A sense that will ever be evolving as technology improves too. And these examples are just the start. As AI advances, we will see how it will transform nearly every aspect of our lives in ways that will seem unimaginable right now. In fact, Sam Altman from OpenAI feels the way we do, and that AI is grossly underestimated, and I'll add, so long as we get it right. We really believe that we're only beginning to scratch the surface of what's possible. Embed advancements of AI like in our device that's actually built to disappear and allow experiences to come forward, and we open up entirely new possible ways of how you interact with technology and how you interact with the world around you. More humane, intuitive interactions that are screenless, seamless, and sensing. This is so much more than devices just getting smaller or more powerful. This is the possibility of reimagining the human-technology relationship as we know it. And that's what's so exciting. It's a huge challenge, no doubt. But it's the world that we want to live in. One where technology not only helps you get back into the world, but enhances our ability to do so. It's within reach. The future will not be held in your hand, and it won't be on your face either. The future of technology might almost be invisible. Thank you.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith, wherever you get your podcasts.
As we think about the new technologies that are on the horizon, it's also important to ask how they would fit into our lives. In this case, placing technology into the backdrop of our lives is not without questions or distinctive behavior modifications. How does privacy stay protected if earphones aren't required while we hold conversations or run off our day's affairs? As Imran and Bethany shrink our wearables and remove the idea of pressing buttons or swiping screens, I can't help but think about the potential challenges of adopting these new technologies. Who is this product truly for? And is this a better answer or a barrier for those with accessibility challenges? Considering Humane has raised over $200 million to provide answers to these questions, a screen-free future might be closer than we think. These changes are coming, and it's up to us to be thoughtful, critical users. All right, that's our show. Thanks for listening. TED Tech is part of the TED Audio Collective. This episode was produced by Nina Lawrence, who also wrote it with me, Sherelle Dorsey. Our editor is Alejandra Salazar, and the show is fact-checked by Julia Dickerson. Special thanks to Farah DeGrunge. If you're enjoying the show, make sure to subscribe and leave us a review so other people can find us too. I'm Sherelle Dorsey. Let's keep digging into the future. Join me next week for more.